Meditation is very easy when you understand. You must understand you have two minds. One is the thinking mind, the mundane mind, which is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon. The other one is the true mind, the silent mind, before the thinking, before the thought. So you have to understand that the natural state of mind is the true mind. So this one, the true mind, is our natural state. Natural state before the stirring. Before your mind think, before your mind arise, any thought activity or any aggregate of mind to perceive or to feel or to create mental activity or to become conscious. Before all those things, that is your true mind, your silent mind. That's why originally, the first thing to come out is your silent mind, your awareness nature within. This is the true mind. Then from there, it starts to create the thinking, the mundane mind, when you input the content of consciousness. Because as a human being, we have our six sense basis. Then nature itself, they have the sense data. The sense data together with the sense basis within, upon contact with the consciousness, it triggers off the respective sense or consciousness. And that is what thought is all about. When that consciousness arises, before the content went in, it is pure thought, pure consciousness. But the moment the content went in, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, the belief system, your whatever, what they call conditioning that you have developed as you go through life. That is how you behave. That's why you act according to memory, which are all your accumulated experiences, good and bad, your views, your obedience, your conditioning, your insecurity, your phobia, your fear, your scars of memory. So all this, they become what you are. So when you understand that, that is how thinking arises. That's how mental intention arises. That's how karma arises. So this one, the thought, is responsible for all the coming processes, the coming conditioning, life, existence, movements. They are all created by thought. That's why the Buddha said, our mind, the thinking mind, is the forerunner of all things. That he is referring to the mundane mind, mano. This is called mano, the thinking mind. And this thinking mind is the one that is subject to karma. Because within every thought process, there is this jatena or mental intention. Within. So when you understand all this, the natural state of mind before the stirring is our true mind.